Hello, and welcome to Famicast 114, your Famicast for the latter part of November 2017. I'm Danny Bivens, and I'm joined by James Tarleton.
Whoop whoop.
Let's do it.
Do it.
And Ty Sugart.
Hey, it's your boy. My name is very important.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense to people not watching on
Yes.
Things
And moving back into last place, Cyrus Delaney.
are as they should.
Yes. Put Cy in his place. Maybe someday you'll get back up to, number two.
You forgot to emphasize the delay in Delaney.
Well, we have another exciting episode for you guys today. Lots of games to talk about. We've been playing a lot of different stuff.
Holy shit, Danny.
Yeah, it's been pretty much nonstop for like the past couple of weeks. So,
Why did everyone decide to release the game on the 14th of November? What was that
yeah. I mean, I key shopping time for Christmas and stuff or whatever, sure, but
Hey, Steve,
Jesus.
there's another 29 days in the month. Should we release it on one? No, the 14th. I said release it on the 14th. I don't fucking care what else comes out on that day. Said every f publisher under the sun.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, let's go ahead and kick things off with new business. And Cyrus, would you mind kicking things off for us, buddy?
Oh yeah, look, crawling back. So shockingly, I actually got to play stuff this episode.
All right,
So
what else are you doing with your life? Not much.
crying that I'm not playing stuff. But yeah, so I've been playing Earth Atlantis on the Switch. So this is a pretty cool game. I did a full review for this up on the Famicast, but it's like an open world like shoot 'em up. So it's kind of a weird combination, or like a Metroidvania shoot 'em up, I guess.
That's right. That's
where,
your wheelhouse now from now on, by the way.
yeah,
Every
I've
shoot 'em up.
noticed that. I played one game and said it's like, hey, I've played a few of these before, and now that's my thing. Neat.
Cyrus's inbox full of review codes for shoot 'em ups the next day.
That's all my Switch is going to be full of.
That's how I reviewed all the Hamtaro games on Nintendo World Report. Who knows what Hamtaro is?
Me, I used to watch that on TV. It was fully dubbed in the UK and Ireland.
Yeah, that was the question posed to me like 10 years ago, in a Nintendo World Report meeting, and I was like the only person that raised my hand. Congrats, Ty, you're the Hamtaro guy. Hell yeah.
What an honor.
Yes. So,
Yeah,
does
so
this game have
I
Hamatara in it?
wish, alas, no, this is set in a bleak future where all of the hamsters have been killed. And
Fox.
so it's like the entire earth is covered in water and all of the machines have turned into fish, or vice versa. I don't know how that works. But so you play as like a submarine and you're driving around all this like wrecked old cities and you're shooting mechanical monsters. So it's kind of a cool it's a cool idea that you've got this really vague map that's up in the corner and it tells you where your next giant monster target is. And you have to try and navigate to that point, kill the monster, and it will probably unlock some paths to the rest of the map. And then more targets will appear, you'll hunt down those bosses, you'll go to the next one, etc.
But you're missing over the main sales point, and Cy, like the art style of this game is fucking
Yes, I was
amazing.
going. That's the next thing is this game is
Yeah.
gorgeous. Like, this is definitely one of the most visually striking games I've ever seen. Where the entire thing is done like a kind of a charcoal pencil sketch almost. Like it's all muted brown colors and it's all fully 3D models, but they're all super cel shaded to look like pencil sketches.
Yeah.
Is it a filter or is it the actual models themselves?
It's definitely a shader that they're putting over it.
A shape.
So they've got like pretty standard 3D models, but the game is interpreting them as a in this shaded style.
Have you played Gunman Clive, Sai?
No, I have not.
Okay, that's got a similar kind of pencil, sketchy kind of thingy going on.
But I know the closest game I came to this one would be like Valkyria Chronicles on the PlayStations. There's right. like, it's kind of got a watercolor feel, but everything is outlined as if it's sketched in pencil.
But this one is sepia, right? There's no color at all. It's sepia.
Yeah, this is literally, there's browns. There's no other color in this game.
And yeah, this was in the Nintendo Direct, wasn't it? Like Indies Direct a long time ago, right?
Yeah,
this has always been on my radar. It's not something I ever really expected to play, but a review code came along, so I was happy to play it. And it's like, it would be so easy for a game to only use two colors and become very cluttered and hard to see anything. So this game is like, it's really masterful how they model everything so that you never lose anything. The game doesn't look like it's missing colors. It looks like it was very carefully designed to look like this, which is cool.
Cool.
It's a cool enough game. It's not my favorite game by any stretch. It's got some annoyances, like it's all randomly done. So when you fight one boss, it spawns two more bosses. You kill those, it spawns more bosses. They're sometimes spawned on like opposite sides of this gigantic cave system.
Ouch.
And so you kill one, and then you have to go the whole way to the other side of the map to fight the other one. And then maybe the next boss spawns back where the other one was. So you have to go back to that one again. And it's cool. There is like 30 bosses in the game, which is pretty cool. And a few of the bosses are like supercharged versions of previous bosses, but that happened way rarer than the game that it has any right to. I would have expected far more duplicate bosses than I fought while I was going through it.
That's a fair deal.
Have any of you ever played Choplifter?
No.
Choplifter?
No.
These are old Game Boy games. Choplifter. I used to have Choplifter 3 when I was a kid.
Now you're talking. Old Game Boy games. Let me just have a look for a picture of it, because I may have played it, because I played a lot of Game Boy games.
So this Choplifter 3 was like, you played as a helicopter and you have to rescue people. So you have to fly down into like these cave networks and find survivors or whatever, and then you pick them up and you bring them back to the top. So if any listeners have ever played Choplifter, this had a really similar vibe to it, to the point that in Choplifter, whenever you hit a wall, it destroys your helicopter. So it was a rock hard game. And for like the first 20 to 30 minutes of playing this game of Earth Atlantis, I was terrified of touching any walls because I figured, oh, that's an instant death like in Choplifter. But it actually wasn't. So I was like needlessly threading the needle through every obstacle and thing in the game. And
I have played Choplifter. I didn't own it, but I've definitely played it. Yeah, I think I know. Well, there's a lot of games like that where you just touch the side once, you're dead.
Yeah, this gave me like serious, like, man, I should go back and play Choplifter the whole time I was playing this. So I'm gonna dig out an emulator at some point and give that a shot. The other game, I'm not gonna spend too much time talking about it because the developers didn't spend too much time making it. Cartoon Network Battle Crashers.
You were so excited to get this as well.
I was so excited because I'm watching, like, I watch a bunch of I watch a bunch of Cartoon Network shows, like Steven Universe, Adventure Time, those kind of shows. So,
do you have like satellite TV?
No, I have just the internet.
Okay. So,
like Steven Universe is almost exclusively shown on the Cartoon Network app at this point. So,
oh, okay.
Totally legal means.
Steven Universe. Is that his family name, Universe?
Actually, yes.
Okay. his dad is called Chad Universe or whatever?
Greg Universe.
Okay, same thing.
And so this game is like an old Streets of Rage, Double Dragon, like side-scrolling brawler.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And so I saw a trailer for this and I'm like, oh, cool. You know, me and my girlfriend, we can play this co-op. Play Steam Universe characters, Adventure Time characters, beat up some stuff. But when I actually got around to playing it, it's like, this, my absolute honest feeling on this is this game was a flash game that was designed to be played in a browser.
Oh,
and then someone said, hey, wait, we could publish this. And
is this
so
a,
they like.
Is this a physical like game card release as well?
Physical game costs $40 in the store.
Jesus.
And so this is, it's more than a flash game, but absolutely less than a $40 game. It's something that started as a flash game, and at some point they said, let's throw some more money at this and turn this into a full title. And
it's, yeah, that's sad. I'm seeing that a lot on Switch now, like with publishers who've got like a little bit more money, they're just like, ah, fuck it, let's do the game card special edition package to sell in stores as well. But like, it's really not worth it. Like, you know, when it's like a little indie studio converting it like a smartphone game and giving it like proper controls on the Switch and then selling it for like $5-$10, I'm fine with that. But then when it's like $40 and they're trying to make it into like a retail style game, you know, fuck that.
Yeah. I honestly couldn't believe that the price of this game when I saw it on the eStore. That it's
with the game like this, with these type of licenses too. I mean, this is the type of stuff that uninformed parents will just like pick up, like, oh, Johnny has a Switch.
Yeah.
He loves this cartoon.
And like,
he loves Greggy Universe.
While I am ragging on the game, it's honestly not terrible. It's just like, it's a very good example of what it is, which is a web browser game.
Is it two player, by the way? You can't play it together.
Yeah, it's four player. So you could have two Joy-Cons and you can play four player in this.
Okay.
So
that's fair enough.
Some cool things like that. And the developers, they had a skeleton of a game and they really tried to use what they had to give you as much variety as possible. So I feel for these people that made this game. That it feels like they were given a bigger idea of what to do than they were planning, and they're like, shit, how do we do this?
2 weeks and $100, see what you can do. That's like what they came up with.
An example of like how they so cashed in on this is the game has, even though it's got five licenses, it's got like Steven Universe, it's got it's got regular show, Adventure Time, Clarence, and whatever, and then the Amazing Adventure Gumball or something.
Johnny Bravo.
Wow.
Yeah.
I literally watched none of those shows.
Yeah. I had watched episodes of all of them, and Uncle Grandpa, the worst of them all, but so I watched Adventure Time and I watched Steven Universe. So that's two characters. That's enough for me and my girlfriend. It's all cool. But none of the characters are voiced. Even though these are like official properties, like there is no official sound effects in the game. It's all just like biz wangs you get from, you know, those 500 sound effects on one CD disc you buy at like a convenience store.
Oh man, that's crazy.
So it's really weird that this game is a full priced disc release.
So in terms of licensed games, like this is like at the bottom, and then you've got like South Park, the new South Park game, like at the very far end, where you know the actual creators of the show are actually write, voice, and actually produce the game, and then this, where you know the people who produce the TV series are probably unaware of the game, you know that it's probably like right at the bottom end.
And it's such a shame because the like Steven Universe has two games: has a smartphone game, which is the best smartphone game I have ever played, and and it's actually like it's a full RPG. Like I paid $5 for it, and it's like an actual good RPG. And now they're releasing like a sequel to that on consoles, but not Switch. And it's like Mario Party, not Mario Party, Mario
RPG.
Paper Mario, that's the one.
Okay.
And so it looks like a really cool Paper Mario game. So it's so sad to see the same character in such a cash-in game at the same time. And it's like, could have done so much better, guys. I haven't finished it yet. It might still be amazing in the final act. But let's not hold our breath for that.
Doubtful. Yeah. Well, Danny, I think I should go next, because my new business is so similar to Cyrus's, like, thematically similar.
Okay. Yeah, Mario Odyssey. Let's tear that one down. Cash in, grab of a game.
We'll start with the whole smartphone game on Switch kind of thing. I played the demo of Oceanhorn, which there's a demo on the Western eShops at least. Anyway, I don't know about the Japanese ones. And because I've done you have you seen Oceanhorn before? It's like
I've seen the title.
okay,
It's like a
well,
Zelda looking game.
yeah, it was like let's see if we can get a Wind Waker running on an iPad kind of thing. And you know, it
Okay.
was like, yeah, they tried to emulate Wind Waker as much as possible, basically on an iPad. You know, iPad was like, you know, the target platform that they wanted to go for. And now it's on Switch, which is weird. So you got like a controller support, you know. But you can really tell it's a smartphone game. Like, you know, it's you'd have put like, you know, control sticks onto like a game where you used to touch to walk to places and stuff. Like the collision detection is all wonky and stuff. Like, you know,
Okay.
I could say like if this is all you had, if you've never played a console in your life, and you're unaware of Zelda, you don't know what Zelda is, and you know, I could see people having great fun with that. But like the system with Breath of the Wild on it, why the fuck would you touch this?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's crazy. It's cute, and the demo's quite, you know. Lengthy, and you know, it shows you a lot of stuff, but you know, whatever, it's over and done with. They probably did a better of a job than the Battle Crashers game that Cyrus played.
I don't know.
So Cyrus started off with his favorite and then went to the shitty one in a second. I'm gonna flip it. I'm gonna start with the shitty one. So I reviewed a game called Monster Jam Crush It, and if there's ever a game title which reviews itself, it's this one. Fucking hell. Like I reviewed a bad game back on Nintendo World Report, which was, yeah, coincidentally another Flash game which made it to consoles. It's like a, man, I can't remember what it's called, but it was like a bunch of shitty Flash games on the DS, not 3DS, DS, and it was fucking awful. But like this is like properly shit, like just a steaming pile of shit. Like this is because like what Cyrus was saying about like, you know, how it's like a retail, it's trying to pass itself off as a retail game when it clearly like shouldn't be. It should be just like a, you know, $5 download. Like there's barely any content there. It's like you you start the end, there's like four modes. You think, wow, like four modes are all completely different. And I remember before I started playing the game, Cyrus said, "That looks like that game looks pretty cool. It kind of looks like Trials
Files.
Evolution, right?" And I was like, "Oh, okay, it's maybe good." And then I started playing that Trials Evolution mode. I'm like, "Oh, no, no, it isn't." So basically, it's a monster truck game. They've got like kind of races and modes that you can crush stuff, or and then they've got like, yeah, this kind of hill climb mode, which is like trying to be like Trials Evolution. But basically, it's all the same shitty physics across all the modes. The same cars, the same stadiums, just copy and pasted. It's just like, I mean, this game exists on other consoles like a while back, and this is at retail. Like, you can buy a fucking PS4 Blu-ray version of this game, and fuck knows what they filled up that Blu-ray with. I mean, it's probably like 1% used. I mean, I think it's about,
That's the same with this Battle Crashers game. It came out
yeah.
years ago on all
Oh, okay.
systems.
There you go. There you go. Just cashing. Yeah, I think that's another similarity between mine and Cyrus's game. It's like, people just cashing in on the Switch wave that's going on at the moment. You know, people are just throwing everything on the Switch because, you
It's
know,
like, what can we release right now?
right? Because, you know, it works for the most part. Like, if you've got a game which sold medium to not very well a few years ago, release it on Switch, it's probably going to sell more than it did back then. You know, people are, you know, gagging for stuff. But then you've got shit like that, and it's like fucking, you know, unforgivable what they're doing. It's like, I think I completed almost like 80% of the game's content within like less than an hour. Like, it was the fastest turnaround for a review I've ever had. Like, I was like, shit, I've done almost everything. And I was like checking the watch. I think I did it on my commute, actually. Now I remember, I got on the train, I started playing it. By the time I was home, I'd almost like finished everything. I went home, I docked it, so just so I could see if the graphics got any better on the TV. It doesn't. And I was like, yeah, I was pretty much done with it. And it's just so poorly like presented, and like nothing is explained. You like, it's like there's a mode like called Crush It or whatever. Crush it, and then you start, and then it's like, go, and you're like, okay, what am I supposed to do? And then you hold down the accelerate button, the truck goes flying like 1,000 miles an hour, and then it goes like out of bounds, game over. And you're like, okay, what? what did I not do or do? So I'm like tapping the accelerator gently, like just tapping it very so slightly, and it still goes flying forward fast. And then I run over a few cars, and it goes like 20,000 points. Congratulations, stage one complete. I'm like, okay, and then to get to the next stage, you know, normally like games just like go on to the second stage automatically, or at least like the cursor moves down to the stage two for you to quickly select the next stage. This one doesn't. The cursor goes back to the top every single time. So it's like you're like stage seven, and then you complete that, and it goes back to stage one. You have to d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d all the way down to stage eight. Like,
Awesome.
it's just every single part of the game is designed to annoy me. It's like, oh my God. And that
I'm
hill
checking
cl
the eShop here. This is a $40 game as well.
Yes,
Wow.
$40. Like, I mean, 40 cents. Fucking hell. Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, well, yeah, I know exactly what the publishers were thinking. They were thinking we can get some money out of this. And I pity the fool that downloaded this game without reading my review on the Famicast. It did not get a good score. Let's just say it's in the pile with Troll and I.
Glorious.
It'll be in, I'm sure it'll be in our Game of the Year awards for, but not for best game of the year, obviously. So yeah, please, for God's sake, do not buy this game, and make sure everyone you know does not buy this game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just wanted to get it off my chest because, you know, not going to talk about Mario without having to worry about talking about that piece of shit anymore. So yeah, Super Mario Odyssey. I'm up to 400 and something moons now.
Wow.
So what I've discovered now, there are three end games to this game. So Danny, I'm assuming you're still heading towards the first end game, like
Yeah,
the first fight with
first
Bowser.
level.
Yeah, the first level.
So
I
when
think.
Danny eventually gets to Bowser and defeats Bowser, maybe. That's the first ending. That's, you know, you get the credits or whatever. You know, you can probably get there with like, you know, 100 and something moons, you know, probably 120 moons or something like that. You know, that's there for, just so everyone can say, you know, they've completed Mario. And then the second batch is there's an object in each stage that unlocks all of these kind of smaller challenges. It puts new challenges which were not previously there. So like you know, you might have seen like piece of geometry or a piece of level that didn't really have much there, and you think, oh, why did they model all these beautiful things here if there's nothing really much to do? And then the second playthrough, or sorry, not second playthrough, but the second stage of the game is like is that kind of thing. So it's like they'll put challenges in all of those areas, and yeah, there are just so many more things added to it. And then you get like the Koopa Troopa races and stuff. You might have seen like clips of that. You know, they get added to all of the worlds as well. So it's like lots of little challenges like that. And of course, everything has like a regular and an expert version of everything. So you know, you always want to do things at least twice. You know, which is kind of funny. Like if you get the expert time or do the expert thing before you did the regular thing, it doesn't count. You know, so you have to do it twice no matter what. I discovered that. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, yeah, and like more costumes get unlocked, and there's so many more things to see, and like you know, like the more doors in New Donk City open up and things like that. You know, and they're like, oh, was that door open before? And you go in there, and there's like this whole new stage and world, and then you're like, holy shit, you know, was this always there? Maybe it wasn't. It probably wasn't, you know. And also they add in like new ways to traverse around the worlds to make it a lot easier to get around, like things where you had to run all the way there. Now they've just got the power line, so you can just go scoot straight there. So you know, they know, you know, you've done this before, we're not going to make you do it all again, we're going to make it easy for you, and you just want to get to the challenges as quickly as possible. So plus you can warp to any, you know, flag that you've been to already anyway.
Yeah, that's really handy.
Yeah, there's absolutely no a limit on that as well. So that's like that's the second stage. That's what I'm in now. So I'm almost to the end of this second one, because I think once you hit 500, that's when you go into stage three, and that's like, the super expert challenges. So yeah, once you hit 500, I heard it's like, you're just kind of like doing ultra hard versions of stuff, and and various other things that to do. And apparently, like, the last 120, 119 moons, you just buy, which is weird.
Oh.
So there's actually technically only like, what is it? What would that be? Like 880 or something like that. Well, yeah, quote unquote, only 880 moons, and the rest of them you just buy, which is kind of weird.
That
So,
just like oh, so you have something to sink all your coins into or something?
yeah, I think they just, I guess you're just grinding for coins for the last 120, and you apparently can buy them in packs of 10, so it's not like a big deal. So that'll be over once you've got 880. You're done basically. You don't have to do. You don't have to get 999 if you don't want to. It's not,
Okay.
it's completely pointless. 880 is like the end game kind of thing. So, that's probably where I'll stop. I don't think grinding for coins is going to be very fun. But, some people who just want that 999 on top of the Odyssey, they might do that.
Yeah.
We'll see how I go.
Yeah, I think, James, like right now, I think I'm only at like 158 or something like that. Been making some headway, but still, yeah, quite a ways to go. So I'm trying to speed up my play a little bit with the game just so I can at least just see the freaking credits, but I'm enjoying it too, man. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, don't feel pressured into like, going on to the next world if you don't want to. If you're having fun, just, take your time. But, just so you know, things do open up and get a little bit easier once you have defeated Bowser the first time, so you
Yeah,
might want to
that's
think about that. If you feel like you're really struggling to get to find some extra moons and stuff, like just draw a line in the sand. If you've got enough to go to the next world, just do it.
It's like I don't think I've ever felt that at this point. They all have come pretty easily, and yeah, I haven't had any problems finding anything. And yeah, I've just been yeah, I've been sometimes just surpassing the amount that I need because I'm just having fun in like one particular world or something. So.
And one thing I didn't mention last time was just how wonderful the 8-bit levels are, and how amazingly they're integrated into the 3D world. It's like, some of the ones that happen in the later world, and even some of the earlier ones, like once you go into do the second run through kind of thing, just incredible. Like they actually combine like the 3D world and the 2D worlds together, so like things affect each other, or you'll be like collecting stuff in the 2D world and then popping out into the 3D world getting stuff, and then vice versa. Or things that you activate in the 2D world will help you in the 3D world and stuff like that. It's so clever. But like there's so many ideas, because you think, well, okay, they've just stuck a Super Mario Brothers classic stage on the side of a wall, but they haven't. These are brand new ideas, and they've actually put like modern game concepts in the this classic NES Mario style. So yeah, it's like you're always surprised. It's like something enjoyable to look forward to. And yeah, I won't spoil some of the ones that I've seen, but incredible. But the one in the not the one that I mentioned last time in New Donk City, but like other ones in New Donk City are just like amazing and made me smile. Like, wow, that's really, really clever. And yeah, like people who've like grown up with Mario and stuff, just like, yeah, it is basically like a love letter to people who've like grown up with Mario. It's like, you've seen it all by now, but have you seen it like this? And it's kind of like, wow, that's cool. I appreciate that they put that in and put the time into it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm wondering because it's Nintendo, and if you think back to something like Galaxy and Galaxy 2, how Galaxy 2 was mostly just a lot of like leftover stuff that they couldn't put in the first one. I would be interested to see, and particularly just like these 8-bit stages, like what they came up with, and if they just like made that into like some kind of like a game, just like all on its own, like a download title, that would be freaking cool.
Yeah, I think they put them all in Odyssey, because like I said, like there are some main ones that you've probably you played by now, right? But then even some of these bonus things, they're completely unique, completely different to the rest of the game. So they're not like just remixes of one you've already played. They're completely different, and they're all in there as well. So there's like, you know, in each world you'll have multiple 8-bit things to play, and they're all completely different. It's kind of amazing. Yeah, there's nothing left over. Like, yeah, that's a good point there. Like Galaxy 1 and 2. I mean, Galaxy 2 was less about the space stuff. Like Galaxy 1 was very much like, you know, Mario's a spaceman and he's going from planet to planet. But Galaxy 2, it was just like weird shit, you know, just random shit. You know, there would be like, you know, beaches and all sorts of kind of weird places that you wouldn't get in Galaxy 1. You know what I mean? Like they were not really like locked to the whole space theme anymore. Galaxy 2 was just a bizarro collection of like random stuff. So an Odyssey is like that as well. Odyssey is just like yeah, just all the worlds are very different from one another, but also like all of the challenges and missions are all totally weird and different. Like you never just feel like oh, it's one of these again. There's always something completely different, and like, oh shit, I've never done this before. And then, you know, and again, and you're always having that feeling throughout the game. I mean, I'm sure that probably is not true when you're like in the 800s. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's some repetition at that point, but you know, like almost 500 moons in, and I'm still not feeling like, you know, repetition at this point is kind of incredible. So, and also they've removed the need for like you know, the green star or the whatever, you know, the just putting moons in ex where you've already got them, but just in slightly different places, you know, whatever. There is a little bit of that, but you know, it's mostly, you know, new stuff, which is pretty cool. So yeah, and there's also a review for that. So yeah, that's my good review and my bad review. Done.
All right.
Next.
Yeah, Ty, would you mind going next?
Oh boy. Well, mostly I've been playing Metal Gear, but
Metal
let's
Gear.
talk about Tiny Metal.
Another game with metal in the title.
Yes. I love games with metal in the title.
Yeah.
And also games with gear in the title.
Advance Wars is back, baby.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's clearly like off-brand Advance Wars.
Well, if they're not gonna give me on-brand Advance Wars, I'll fucking take it.
Yo, right? Okay, so like if you played Advance Wars, like pretty much all the units and how you play the game is like instantly familiar. Like you're good to go. Just jump right into it.
Nice.
But you know, there's a lot of small changes, like a lot of little quality of life things. And basically a lot of tiny things that I like.
Tagline for the review.
Right.
A
Okay,
lot of tiny
so
things that I like, Tai Shuget,
right.
famicast.com.
So for those out there that didn't see my stream, we got a developer build of the game, which seems to be like the first four levels of the campaign and like some, you know, some oddball ready to go missions. Yeah, and those had some units that were like not documented in game. So there were a couple of odd things in the build, but okay, I'll talk about the story, I guess. When you play the campaign, you have this you know, you have like a real simple overworld map where you just hop from mission to mission, and there's a lot of dialogue.
Is it in it's in English, right?
Yeah, it's English and Japanese, and I think also French in that build.
I guess they're still localizing it.
In the build I got, you could set like the unit voices, just the little bits of jibber jabber that they do. You can set that to English or Japanese,
All right, okay.
and like all the cutscene dialogue was Japanese. With English text.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of like visual novel style dialogue during and between missions. Words, words, words. Okay, so I had two different streaming sessions, and the first time, like, I skipped so much because I just fucking hate words.
And oh my God, there are so many words in this game.
Yeah.
I was watching that stream and I fell for you.
Says a guy who likes Ace Attorney.
Right?
Yeah, well, that's words with purpose, not words with let me show you all of the lore,
Yeah,
because I have a lot of
in Ace Attorney, the words are the gameplay. In this, like, the words hold up the gameplay.
Right on.
Words, words, words. So when I streamed it the second time, and that's the one we have up on YouTube, I actually let everything play.
Okay.
So you can get a sense for yourself how many goddamn words there are.
A lot of words.
Okay. Though there are a lot of small changes from Advance Wars that I actually like a lot. Like when
Would
the
hope after 15 years.
Yeah. But they're mostly subtle. Like all right, when you move a unit around, you can choose which direction to face it, and you'll have lower defense on the sides and lowest on the back. So the directions are going to matter.
Okay.
Another feature is I forget what they call it, like a lock on. So the way it works is if you have two of your units like adjacent to an enemy unit or otherwise ready to attack, you can set some units to lock on, and they'll attack when you're when you attack with some other unit. So basically, you're doing multiple attacks in one command, and this lets you it helps you about return fire. So you know, if you remember, enemy units will return fire when they're fired on, but they'll only be able to return fire on one of the units. So you can just activate it with the unit that has the highest defense or whatever. Without just like shredding your weakest units or whatever for no reason. Another thing, there's an assault command now. It's different from a regular attack in that you take the return fire first, but when you attack them, it forces them to move one tile. So you can kind of push enemies around that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Another thing that I kind of like a lot is you remember the old Advance Wars games, you could heal your units by parking on a city or a factory.
Right on.
Right. So in this, you can kind of heal the same way, except it's like an active command and not like a passive thing
Oh, okay.
that's sitting there. So you have to choose if you want to like fire on an enemy or repair your units. But it's also free in this game. There's no cost to do it, except the opportunity cost, so to speak. What else is going on in this game? There's some units are slightly different in some way. Like there's like an artillery kind of unit. If you remember Advance Wars, it was the unit that could shoot like two tiles away, I think. It's like you couldn't hit an adjacent opponent, but you could hit
Right, you
one.
have to be
Oh,
a
it's like
little bit further away, yeah.
like missile launchers or whatever the archers of this game.
Right. Well, in Advance Wars, there's like the short range one and the long range one. So I found this in like one of the extra missions they tagged on, and you know, the coverage on that is slightly different. Like you can attack like two tiles diagonally, and the other one you couldn't.
I love how this game looks because, like, the fog of war is basically just like giant pixels, like giant voxels or whatever.
Yeah, just big blocks.
It's so cool. Can you actually turn the camera around? Like, or is it
Not that
fixed
I
in
was
that?
able to find.
Okay. Well, I
Did I
guess they
get?
want that look, don't they? They want you to look at it from like a three-quarter angle or whatever. It looks
Yeah.
good.
I really liked the transitions in this game between the overworld map and going into the combat. It's
Yeah, it
like
looks fancy.
Really, really cool little swooshy effect on it.
It's exactly what you would think that Nintendo would do if they did Advance Wars in 3D or semi 3D, but this like indie studio has beaten them to it. Well, yeah, it's not even like a race, is it? If you're not even in the race, it's not really a race, is it? It's the devs that I was talking to over email are, I think they are Japanese, like, or I think the guy who was talking to me, he was, his English was perfect. I think he was maybe an English speaker in Japan or whatever. So it's interesting that like they've already got like a decent English localization already.
That was the sense I got when I was playing the game, is that it seems like there are both Japanese and like American, or like, culturally American people working on the game.
Yeah, you could be right. But in Japan though, yeah. And it's amazing because like this was on the Nintendo Direct, like whenever it was months ago. And if you remember, like it was in the Japanese one, like they showed footage in the Japanese one, but they didn't show it at all in the Western ones.
Yeah, what?
Because it made me think like, oh, this is going to be either not released in English or it's going to be delayed or something like that. But as far as I can tell, it's going to be, English, Japanese, ready to go from day one.
If you look at the stream, in the campaign levels, there's some collectibles to find. You have to
Ooh.
find like an unusual building and search it. And one of them had like a message from the map designer. That
Okay.
was fun.
Nice. Yeah. Check out Ty's stream on the Famicast's YouTube channel. Can watch the whole thing. It's quite long, right? Like a few hours.
Yeah, I think it's like 2 hours or something. It has like all four campaign levels, all the words,
All
and then like a little
the
bit of screwing around in one of the extra maps.
way. But the viewers can they can skip past that if they want to, unlike Ty, who had to sit through
No, I got up and I walked around.
it all. Made a cup of tea, came
Yeah,
back. Good
that's
times.
right. Yeah.
So yeah, if you're gagging for Advance Wars, like a lot of
Yeah,
people on this podcast, check it out.
it's Advance Wars straight up. I think it's better, actually. Somebody asked me like if I thought it was as good as Advance Wars, and I thought about it, and there are a lot of little improvements I feel in terms of gameplay. So I like it very much.
Yeah, and it is Advance Wars, not like Battalion Wars. It's not like the 3D take that they did on the Wii or whatever. This is like, straight up Advance Wars GBA. Or I guess there was a DS version, wasn't there? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I
The
played all
dark
of
one.
those. I love that game, by the way. Super
What
good.
was it? What's it called? Like dark something?
Days of Ruin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Grim Dark.
Yeah.
But it's good and fun.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, so I think it's also a great fit for the Switch.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that this will be portable. Like, we've gone from like DS to this with nothing in between. That's the most amazing thing. There was nothing on 3DS. So like, yeah. So we've gone from like little pixely little tanks to like full on 3D.
So yeah, the bottom line, I was actually pretty impressed by this developer build.
Yeah, thanks to the devs for sending it to us.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're the best.
This game, when is it released again? Because I could have swore that it got pushed back a little, like a couple weeks or something.
Yeah,
I thought it
it was
was like.
supposed to release this week, I think, and now it's been pushed back to December 21st.
Okay. It's about a month, roughly.
Yeah, a month at time of recording, anyway.
Last minute Christmas gift.
Cool.
Yeah, there it is.
Area 35.
I've seen some like odd rumors swirling about this, of like possible they funded this game by stealing funds from another Kickstarter run by the same company.
Nice.
But
Wow.
it's all unfounded, he said, she said, so I don't know what it is at the moment, but I
Oh,
don't
and
know.
this is the Sony published one, right?
Yeah, it's only on a Nintendo console.
Coming to
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
PS4 and Switch. What a weird combo. Without crossplay. Well, we don't even know if it's got multiplayer, do we? Ty, did you see
Hope it
any?
does.
Did it have multiplayer on the option screen, like title screen?
Not that I recall, no.
Okay.
So yeah, like I said, I think there's a lot of stuff missing out of this build.
Right.
So like I really don't have much of an idea of exactly how much content is going to be in this game.
We'll find out soon enough.
Soon enough.
Talking of games that do have cross-play, though.
Oh
Yeah.
boy.
Danny.
So I'll step up here to the plate. So yeah, as soon as Rocket League went live
You
on
go.
the Switch, I just went ahead and just bought it, just like the day it released. And I mean,
Boosh.
I own the game on PS4. I got it like right when the game came out, so for free via PlayStation Plus. So that was cool. And yeah, I
That's
played it
when most people started playing it for
Yeah,
free.
yeah, absolutely genius on their part to put that on for free, because it's now like this massive craze.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I think I might have mentioned on on the last episode that this game has never been released in Japan. That's actually not true. I was just double checking. It's been out like on PS4 and Xbone here, since for quite a while. The only thing is, like, I don't think the scene for the game here is as big as what
I
it
was
is in
going
the
to say,
West.
I'd love to see the number of concurrent users for Rocket League on Xbone in Japan. All five of you, I want to meet you.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean,
Yeah.
it really doesn't even matter with the crossplay stuff, and
Oh
so
yeah, that's a good point. Now it's on Switch in Japan. Xbone users are going to have more people to play with.
yeah. So I guess just getting down to the game in general, I mean, I think everybody knows, what Rocket League is by now, soccer with race cars, essentially. And
Football.
with the Switch build, it's Rocket League. I mean, it plays really well. It looks okay. And yeah, I mean, I guess that's maybe kind of like one of my first complaints. Not even a complaint, just like something I've noticed, with the Switch version, because it is, on lesser hardware, it just doesn't look nearly as good. I'd have to maybe take another look to get like some more specific things, but just like some of the detail isn't as sharp as what you'll find on like PS4 or Xbone.
I heard people saying it basically looks like a high def version of San Francisco Rush
I don't think it's
on the
that.
N64.
I don't think it's
That's the
that.
harshest thing I've heard said about
Yeah, it's not. It's nothing like that. And
it.
the reality of it is, too, is whenever you're playing this game, you're moving around so freaking fast that you don't even have any time to really notice this stuff unless you stop, or you're looking at like screenshots for the Switch version, which you can tell you're like, oh, like it's kind of like anti-aliasing thing. You can see like some jaggies and stuff. It's kind of weird.
Yeah,
But
it's been a good month for those kind of games, hasn't it? Like
yeah.
games being squished down onto the Switch. We had Doom, Skyrim, LA Noire, and Rocket League, probably all released on November the 14th.
Rocket League was, I think the guys who did the port for that also worked on the port for Doom. Panic
You
Button is
go. Right.
the name of the company. And it's pretty impressive, with what they've done. For the Switch version, I was reading via a Reddit AMA that they had done, like right before the game came out. They were talking about the resolution for the game, and they said in docked mode, it's locked at 720p. But in handheld mode, I'm trying to remember the exact wording that they had, but it's basically kind of like a,
Dynamic resolution.
thank you, dynamic resolution. And they said it's typically about 526p, whatever the hell that means. It still looks fine on that little screen. And
What they do, what, yeah, I think I remember reading the same thing. It's basically instead of making the frame rate go down, the frame rate's locked, but they just scale the resolution. So if things get like a little bit crazy, they just drop the resolution a few P's so that the frame rate never goes down. When I think we can all agree, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'd rather have a locked frame rate than a locked resolution.
Yes. And that, I mean, for this game, it's super important. I mean, for timing when you're trying to hit a ball, or trying to blast somebody out of the way in in a very specific time, you need the game to be running smoothly, because if it's not, then you're kind of screwed.
Right, yeah. Apparently Doom does the same thing. Like, yeah, they'll like scale back the textures and make the textures go like down if there's like, loads of monsters on screen, something like that. And then when they go away, then their resolution will go back up. But it all happens without you knowing.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even really notice. And I've been playing this game mostly in handheld mode. Mostly because my wife's like watching something on Netflix or whatever, so I'm just sitting next to her. She's watching whatever House, I think it's what she's watching now.
Oh,
But
that's why you're always on your Wii U.
yeah, it's my wife.
Oh yeah, okay. Because I
It's
do
my wife.
always see Danny. He's like, man, this guy says he never plays game. He fucking never turns the thing off.
Right.
Yes.
We were actually playing Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U the weekend, and my son said like, "Oh, look, Danny's playing," and I was, "What's Danny playing?" And I was like, "He's playing Netflix." It's like,
Yeah, it's more like, yeah, Danny's wife is playing
right.
Netflix. Yeah. But yeah, I've been playing, Rocket League primarily in handheld mode, and like we're talking about the different resolutions, you can't really notice. It still looks pretty sharp on the screen because of the size of the screen. It kind of like masks that it's not, super,
Yeah.
it's not like 720p. It's
And
definitely not
you
a
can actually
deal-breaker.
play you can play local multiplayer as well, can't you?
Yeah, that's one thing I haven't got to try out yet, but I want to. I'm trying to talk my wife into seeing if she'll play with me. We'll see.
It has split screen as well?
It does have split screen. You
Oh,
can
okay.
do
I was actually just talking like, console to console local multiplayer.
I don't. Oh God, is that
No,
something that they?
it does. That was one of the advertised features. That you
Okay.
can do local multiplayer.
Okay. I've been playing quite a bit of the game online as well. That's where, in my opinion, you can have the most fun. Being here in
With
Japan,
Xbone players or
well, I
in
turned
general?
on, it's in the options. You can keep on like, the cross play thing, so you're playing with people on Xbox or in this case probably PC. But I don't have too much of a problem finding a match, and even when I'm connected, it's fine. Everything runs pretty smoothly. I've only It seems like after the match, if you because after the match is finished, you can vote. You could like basically decide if you want to keep playing. You can just, basically go in and do that. But if you get into a situation where you only have like two people of the six or something that want to play, you go into like this practice like court or pitch, whatever the hell, and you're kind of just driving around. It's kind of like just a practice mode, but you're waiting for other people to connect. I swear to God, I've never been able to get anybody to connect whenever it does that. So I usually just drop out and then just go search for another game and find it.
So
So
it's a sign that nobody's ever going to connect if you go into that practice stage. Is that what you're
that's
saying?
what it's been for me. I don't It shouldn't always be like that, but
Interesting.
yeah. And yeah,
Oh,
it's like
there was a question I had actually, because you've, one of the people that's played on PS4 and Switch. I heard that there is some analog control to the what do you call the triggers on
Yes.
PS4. And obviously the Switch doesn't have triggers, analog triggers. So like, does that get in the way at all?
No. Basically the biggest difference is like, with the analog triggers, you can, kind of gradually speed up, but with this you're just kind of just always hitting go. And more or less that's what you kind of need to be doing anyways. You pretty much need to always kind of be moving around, be it going after the ball or just try to set yourself up for some defense. So it doesn't really matter so much. And I was reading because somebody had mentioned that on that AMA with Psyonix, and maybe it's somewhere else I read, but people are playing like on PC with like a mouse for like clicking and stuff like that, and nobody's having any problems.
Seriously?
Yeah, there are people that are like in the pro Rocket League circuits or whatever, playing like on PC
With a
with like
mouse.
keyboard and mouse or whatever, and they're fine. So it honestly, it doesn't really take anything away not having that. Totally fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, I mean, compared to when I was playing this game back in 2015, there are like a lot more modes that you can play in the game. Several that I haven't got to try yet. There's like something like basketball. There's one from the description, I think it's, or just from the name of it, I think it was like Snow Battle or something like that. I'm just imagining you're probably just driving around a really slippery ass course.
Are you playing this in English? Okay. I was like, well, he said, I think it said, like
I
you're
just
having trouble reading.
no I English, I don't no I don't even remember.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I'm working on a review for this, so you can expect that on the Famicast, hopefully
Cool.
sometime here soon.
So what kind of like is it like Splatoon? Is it like a very much a multiplayer focused game, or is there a single player, or
There's
it's
no okay.
not worth worrying about that kind of
You
thing?
can do single player stuff. You can set up like a kind of like a season and play like a bunch of different matches against a computer if you want, and you'll have like AI, counterparts and stuff like that. And I've done that before, and it's fine. It's still fun. And
But that's not
sometimes
the
it runs.
focus at all.
I mean, seems to me the focus is primarily to get you to play online and fight other people.
And that's how you unlock stuff
You unlock all
online.
sorts of stuff. Oh yeah, crap. I forgot to mention, I unlocked early the Mario car and then the Samus car as well. And they have a bunch of nice little kind of cute touches on them. Like the Mario car, when you jump, it makes like, a Mario jumping sound and stuff.
Nice.
Visually it's like if you're they always have like a red team, or I'm sorry, an orange team and a blue team. And basically I think if you're the orange team, you're the red Mario like version of the car. If you're the blue
Okay.
team, you're Luigi.
Okay, cool.
And Samus's car that do the same type of thing. Like if you're on the orange team, it's like an orange color. If you're not, then it's kind of like Metroid
Ridley.
Fusion.
Ridley.
Yeah. Sure.
The cars will not show up on the Nintendo exclusive cars will not show up on the other side if it's on a Xbox or whatever.
That's right. They will not. It's some kind of licensing thing. Nintendo just didn't want that
Right.
stuff to be shown.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So it just comes up as a standard car on their side, I guess.
Yeah, I think they
Or
even broke
actually,
down this.
it's just your car is invisible on other consoles.
Are there like Xbox exclusive cars? Like a Halo? There must be like a what do you call it? Those what are the Halo cars
Master
called? The
Chief's the Warthog.
yeah, thank you. The
Oh yeah.
war. There must be a Warthog in the Xbox version, right?
I don't know, maybe. I
Yeah.
don't know if there is any exclusive one. Warthog would be pretty cool, though.
I'll let you know after the next free weekend.
Like
Yeah, they do have.
how many Xbox exclusive, characters designs have they got? That's pretty
Conker.
much it. A Conker
Let's
car,
go.
yeah. From Diddy Kong Racing. Please.
Yeah, there are quite a few bits of DLC that you can get. Basically, just, cars. That they don't, they do it the right way with it too, because it doesn't. It's not some kind of statistical upgrade. It's just a skin.
Right.
And if you went to the Back to the Future car, you pay like $3 or $4, and you can have
Can you
it.
unlock it
Stuff
by
like
just
that.
being good, or do you have to buy it with money?
No, for stuff like that, like these licensed cars, like there's a Fast and the Furious one and something like that too. You got
Past.
to actually pay.
Okay, you're paying the
But there's
license
still.
fee, I guess.
Yeah, there's still several different types of cars that you can dial or you can up unlock in the game, and all sorts of customizable things you can do. Tires, little rocket blasts, you can customize that. You can customize what the ball does whenever you score a goal. I mean, there's a lot of fun
Nice.
stuff that you
But
can
it
do.
all does, it's all just cosmetic. It does nothing to the gameplay whatsoever. Okay, cool.
So yeah, it's freaking awesome. You guys should get it and play with me.
I was surprised you got it so quickly. I was like, I thought you'd be like, wait a few months or something like that and then try and get a few of us to buy it and then buy it. But
Yeah,
you'd
well,
bought it before I even knew it was out.
yeah, I totally forgot, and then I was like, oh God, it's out now, and I just went to the eShop directly and just bought it. So like, ah, screw it, who cares?
How
Game of
much was
days,
it?
20 bucks.
You got it from the American store?
I did. Even in Japan, it's like 2,000 yen, 2,100 yen, or something like that. So,
Wonder which one works out cheaper.
Probably the Japanese. Depends on what you're comparing it to, I guess.
Well, since your salary is in yen, probably I would compare it to yen.
Yeah.
Convert the $20 into yen and see how much it is.
Didn't have time to do that. No, like whenever I downloaded it, because I was going to get it from the Japanese store, and then I was looking at they had some of the DLC listed on the page, and I noticed that the Japanese site had it listed for significantly more money. So I was thinking like, oh God, if I want to buy this stuff, maybe I should get it from the American shop. Then after I bought it, I came to the realization it doesn't matter which region. If you want to get the DLC, it doesn't matter which region. You don't have to like match the regions, as far as I know. I could be wrong.
Oh, you
That's
could
just.
buy DLC from the American store while like
Yeah.
buying a Japanese game.
Yeah, because if you have that set up in English, your system set up in English, it's going to be showing up as basically whatever, British
Yeah,
English, American English,
it's true,
whatever.
it's true. Like I've browsed the Japanese store and then noticed that Mario Odyssey said purchased, even
Exactly.
though I downloaded a European code. Oh, no, sorry, other way around. I got a Japanese code. I was on the European shop and it said purchased. By the way, $20 is 2,240 yen, so probably it was cheaper to buy it in dollars. Right? Because you said it was
No,
two
a little
thousand.
like 100 yen more expensive.
Okay, you're an idiot then.
Yeah.
You lose.
Well. One other game I've been playing just a very, very little bit of, it's another game that we got for review. It's Stick It to the Man on the Switch. I've only got to play the game for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Next.
Man, that time you could have finished Monster Jam. Yeah,
Twice.
exactly. Yeah. But no, I really had no idea what to expect from this game. I mean, it's a platformer, but it seems like it's more focused on interacting with characters in the game and like just some kind of problems that they have, and using this crazy hand that's sticking out of your brain, you use it to you can read people's minds so you can find out what they actually want, like what they're kind of waiting around for. And then you can use this hand to like grab stuff and bring to these people
Well,
and help them out with their
this should be
problems.
a known quantity for Wii U owners. This has been out on the Wii U for years, hasn't it?
I
So
think it's
the publishers bring in all of their games, aren't they? Stick It to the Man and then something else. And then there's the new game, Flipping Death, which they're going to end with that one, right? The newest game. And they're all very similar art styles.
It looks pretty good. It runs really smoothly too. I mean, I just want to play a little bit more. It's looking promising so far. Cool. If you
What do you
haven't
think
played
will
it
come
already.
first, Famicast 115 or your written review for this?
What's that?
Which will come first, the written review or the next podcast?
I can neither. Well, yes. I'll just say that.
Find out
Yes.
next
Yes.
episode.
Cool. All right. Well, that's pretty much going to do it for new business. So let's go ahead and move on to now playing.
Now playing at the Famicast Daycamp.
All right,
What do we
so
get?
kick things off here. We have a new Patreon exclusive episode of Famicast Screen Time, where James and I talk all about Marvel superhero stuff on Netflix.
For a change.
Yes. So, and we talk about some games that are related to it too. It was a fun time. I thought the episode turned out pretty well.
There's a lot of
Hope
fun,
you
Danny. I
okay.
like talking about Marvel, Netflix shows, and video games, and that's exactly what we did.
Yes, exactly.
Pleased to enjoy. Yes.
Have you gotten to is was the Punisher included on that show?
We talk about that. Well, you gotta listen to the
Whoa.
show to find out. For
What we got?
$3, you can get that episode right now.
What we got next up here, James?
Oh, is it me?
Yep.
Okay. So you
Oh
can read
shit, no,
my.
sorry. Okay, fine. Sure it is.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Well, you can read my aforementioned reviews of my Super Mario Odyssey and Monster Jam Crush It. Let's just say they are at opposing ends of the review scale. And what else have we got? Well, coming up soon, very soon actually, probably soon after this episode goes live, for the patrons, you'll be able to listen to Life in Japan episode 2. And if you missed the first one, that was my friend and colleague, guy called Reggie, and J Dubs, who's a friend of the show. He's been on the show, a regular show before, ALT Insider on Twitter, and we talk about Japan-related topics for like good, full-length episode. And this time the topics were eating out and etiquette when eating out, and staying healthy, staying fit in Japan, all those good things. So yeah, it was good times. And yeah, last time we did the episode with Reggie, you know, people were saying, you know, get Reggie back. So that's what we did. And that was recorded from my university. So it's, yeah, check out the video because, you know, it's in a different place than the usual episodes are. and finally, we're running a contest. Well, we're running several contests. Cyrus is going to tell you about another one in a second. But the contest that I'm going to tell you about is the Amiibo contest. You can actually win a Mario Odyssey Amiibo. And that's the you know, the guy in the wedding outfit, Mario.
The guy with the mustache.
The guy with the mustache, yeah. So yeah, we have a video on the YouTube channel and on the site, you know. So yeah, be sure to like that video and then subscribe to us on YouTube, and then you can win. We're going to announce the winner at the end of the month. So there's only a few entries so far. If you subscribe now, you've got a good chance of winning, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, high chance of winning. So yeah, I'll do that as soon as possible before the 30th of November, before the end of the month, and for in a chance to win it. It's we'll ship to anywhere in the world, so don't worry about it, and don't worry about where you're living. So yeah, please do enjoy. Cyrus, what was the other contest?
Yeah, so recently, which I have not gotten a chance to play, is Indivisible is coming to Switch next year, and they've just recently released a demo version of the game to people who supported the game on Indiegogo.
Mm.
So I backed it a bunch of times because I'm obsessive about LabZero products. So I've giving away a few of my extra codes. So if you have Steam and you're looking to play Indivisible, we've been giving away a few codes. So I've already given away one code and, to one of our faithful listeners.
You gotta read his name out.
Yes.
What was his name? Ty, what's your old
Ty, name? Ty, I'll remember.
Smug Shitlord.
There we go. Thank you, Smug Shitlord, for all of your support.
Yeah.
This show's for you, boy.
We have the best listeners.
So he won the first Indivisible code. He got that for just following and retweeting us on Twitter. And since I got a bunch of codes, we're currently running a second contest, which is actually going to finish tomorrow night. So the winner will be announced after this show goes live, or before this show goes live.
If you're watching live, retweet now and you can win.
Yes.
It's true. Yeah. If you are watching live, this is your last chance. What are you doing? What are you still listening to the show for? Go. No, no, come back.
Yes, don't go. Awesome.
So those are pretty good.
Cool.
Other stuff I've been doing is I put up a bunch of reviews on the Famicast. So last episode I was talking about my Morphite review that was in progress. That's finished. I've got Earth of Lancers review and currently working on that Castle Crashers. No, that's a good game. Battle Crashers.
Yeah, Freudian slip there. That's the game
I wish I was reviewing Castle Crashers.
Again, I have a couple of reviews up, more coming.
You got a review for what?
This is The Police.
Whoop, whoop, here come The Police.
Yes.
That was the other track we could have used.
Yeah. and then, like I said just earlier in the show, working on a review for Rocket League and also one for Stick It to the Man, so you can look forward to that. A Ty.
Holy shit, a lot of reviews.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Ty, yeah, we talked about it earlier. Streams, Tiny Metal. See that on YouTube.
Yeah, you can check out Tiny Metal. You can flip through the entire super long goddamn stream to find the interesting parts. But I do try to comment on the little bits of gameplay and things that happen as well.
Oh yeah, and related to that, we now have a Twitch channel.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
twitch.tv/thefamicast. Please subscribe.
We're planning on doing things, more things, with that in the very near future, so please stay tuned.
All this and more in the Famicast Decade.
All right, and now we're back with everyone's favorite segment of the show, James.
Yep, the news!
Oh, that was a good one.
It was. It was. It's one for the record book.
Got to give the fans what they want. Yes. Slash hate.
Well, speaking of giving the fans what they want, I think this next, well, the first kind of bit of news here is exactly what Ty wants. Ty, do you want to go ahead and...
Oh, man.
I miss these moments. When Dad just lays like a big steaming pile of shit on Ty's lap and says, hey, please read this.
Yeah, because, you know, I fucking love Animal Crossing. And I love mobile games.
Right. Put those things together.
And Animal Crossing Pocket Camp is available from today, the day we are recording, November 22nd.
There seems to be a lot of hype for this. I don't, in Japan, especially.
Yeah.
Like,
I just came back from like an English lesson with a family in this town, and the girl was just like talking about how she just downloaded Dobutsu no Mori on her phone, and was like super hyped to play it. So yeah, it's the lust is real.
Yeah. Yeah, I was sure a small Japanese girl.
Just like me.
You know how, and Danny, do you remember how Super Mario Run had like a notify button?
Yeah.
Like, so it would like tell you when it came out and then you could download it immediately.
Yeah.
I hope that iTunes like put like a new button, which is like pre-delete. So like as soon as a game comes out, it just like deletes it off your phone immediately.
There it goes.
Oh, I guess that's just called not downloading it in the first place. But
yeah, I was gonna say like that. Yeah, we're putting an extra step in there that we don't need. But okay.
But yeah, let's just say if any game needed a pre-delete button, it was this one. I mean, like Miitomo, that lasted 2 weeks, and then I deleted it. And Mario Run was around about the same time, and as was the other one, Fire Emblem.
I did play, you know, quite a bit of Miitomo and stuff back in the day, like kind of embarrassingly. More than I should have.
That's embarrassing.
But you know, I did go ahead and download this Animal Crossing game. I've only got to play just a little bit. I don't know.
I just picked this up from the game store today. This is the latest Nintendo Switch catalog. It actually has 3DS stuff as well at the back. They dedicated two full pages. Sorry to audio listeners here, but for the video watchers, they got. Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, which is actually called Pocket Camp in Japanese, same thing.
Yep.
And Mario Run and Fire Emblem. They've got all three smartphone games explained in this catalog. And this is like, you know, a proper video games catalog, and they've got their smartphone shit in there. So, yeah, they're taking it seriously.
Yeah.
God knows why. Good luck to them.
All right. Well, if any of you listeners out there are getting this game, tell us what you think, because I'll be the only one talking about it. Probably, so.
Well, yeah, Danny, you can share your friend code on Twitter or whatever.
So convenient and safe.
I might download it ironically to troll other people.
I'm right here, Ty.
I assume you can send letters or visit towns or something, right?
Sure.
Can you let the world burn?
Yeah. I send you some nice wallpaper for your house.
House? This is camping. We're outdoors now.
Yeah, oh,
but you can decorate. Tent. You can decorate. You can get a two-story like RV because why not?
Right. As soon as I find a good angle to take a picture of my butthole,
plaster that all over Danny's tent from the inside.
Looking forward to it.
Good times.
All right. Well. Next little bit of news here. This is something that I just kind of found when I was perusing the Switch Reddit, where it's kind of like some more hints at Super Mario Maker coming to Switch. And this is, okay, because, you know, with the death of Miiverse, some games had to get, if developers cared enough, some games had to get, you know, kind of updated to the point where that functionality is taken out. So It doesn't just, break the game, But so yeah, with Super Mario Maker, they took out, Miiverse stuff from what I understand, but they also at the same time still went ahead and made like some like changes to like gameplay things. It's kind of like little
Yeah.
what the heck, little kind of bugs or stuff like that. They went ahead and
Well,
like fixed
yeah.
stuff like that.
Bugs that, like the pros like to use, they kind of like smooth them out, didn't they?
Yeah, like when you enter a room, you've got a single frame where you can jump before you fall into pit, like spikes and stuff. So they got rid of that. Like weird little bugs like that that aren't really things that you would ever fix that this late in a game's life cycle.
Yeah. So the
Right.
whole kind of point of this thread, like on Reddit, is basically saying like, well, the only, it's speculation, but one of the only reasons why they might be doing this is because they're going to work on some kind of a port to, the Switch with this, maybe using the base code or whatever that they use with Mario Maker on Wii U. I don't know. I really hope that this game does come to Switch because I thought it was fantastic and it would just be better if it could get into more people's hands.
Right. Yeah, absolutely agree. I mean, I don't know how this is going to be. I mean, obviously it's going to have really good controller support for designing levels on when it's docked and undocked. I don't know. I would hope that they would bundle a capacitive touch stylus with the game if they do like physical. But if you downloaded it, maybe you can order it online or something like that. Like a Mario branded stylus, because that really was the way to play this game. I actually played this game since Miiverse went down, by the way. I played it in within the last couple of weeks with my son because he likes making levels. And yeah, I actually totally didn't even notice that the Miiverse was taken out. So basically, instead of the comments that scroll by, it just gives you recommended levels that scroll by, which it did before, but now it's just that. There's no Miiverse posts whatsoever. But yeah, other than that, nothing changed
Okay.
in the end. That's noticeable. Other than, obvious things like Thwomps and Munchers now die when they're inside coins that turn into blocks when a P switch is pressed. But that wasn't immediately noticeable to me.
Yeah.
That is one of the actual changes, by the way.
Okay. Believe you.
All right, next one's a big one.
Yeah.
Cyrus, are you up for this?
Yeah, I can do this. So,
This is fucking amazing.
yeah,
Seriously amazing.
this was really cool, and it kind of came out of nowhere, which is weird,
Yeah.
is that Splatoon 2 is getting a massive update. And Splatoon 2
Massive.
always gets updates, but this was like they literally gave about like 8 hours warning that they were going to announce this. That's like a Twitter post went up saying, "Hey, we've got a short video presentation later tonight." And so they showed
Oh.
off this trailer, and it's there's like two big updates coming this month. So
Cyrus?
rest in peace, my friend.
So yeah, there's gonna be free DLC. The first thing that is there's gonna be 150 more items of clothing, shoes and headgear. Yeah, like totally new hairstyles and stuff like that, which your actual character, the what do you call it, the character creation screen, you can actually change your hairstyle, stuff like that. What else we got?
Was
We've
like,
got, ooh, new stages, which is
yeah, I think they
amazing.
showed four new stages. Two of them are like old stages redone, and two of them brand new.
Right, Mako Mart. Which is like a supermarket, like a Costco type place, like a lot those octopus people running around with the shopping carts and stuff. And what was the other one?
It was the museum.
Yeah, with like a dinosaur, like a natural history museum with like dinosaur bones on the ceiling and stuff like that. Yeah, which looks both look really
Yeah.
cool. And the probably the biggest thing, which we all kind of like predicted that there would be a fourth ranked match style, right? And they finally announced it. It's called Clam Blitz. Basically, you have to collect 100 clams while defending your home base, and then delivering the stuff into enemy territory. Basically, you're dumping like these golden clams into an area. But there's there's so many things going on. It's like, yeah, you kind of have to watch the video. There's like loads of like new elements added to that as well. So I guess it's like almost like Salmon Run type thing, where you're carrying eggs into the
That's what I
basket.
was kind of thinking.
Yeah, it seems like a weird versus Salmon Run type thing.
Yeah, I played a bunch more local Salmon Run with my students this week as well. So much fun.
It
Nice.
is like, it's so weird how that mode is so good. Like, it's really, really good.
Although all you get is stamps and like I'm talking about local play, right? When you go to the shoal, you get like a stamp for like however many matches you played. I don't know how it's calculated, and I think you get a prize when you reach like eight stamps or something in very tradition, like Japanese shop tradition. You get eight stamps and you get something, right? And you also like the points that you accumulate during that play kind of go towards getting an item or something, or something like that. But none of the points go towards your main profile or anything like that. They're all like, it's all segregated, like what you earn in the show. Anyway, what else we got?
Like, I think the most exciting thing about this update was is still that you're able to change your weapon in the lobby
Oh,
now.
yeah. Oh, it's leading up
Like,
to that.
just like all the other stuff, the new maps and new hair,
Yeah.
new modes, everything. It's like, as soon as I saw you can change your weapon in the lobby, I'm like, fuck all that stuff. This is the meat of this update.
Well, it's not change the weapon in the lobby. You could always do that. It's like
Change
change your
between.
weapon between multiplayer matches. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like in the waiting for game lobby, like the
Exactly.
with the other people.
Because when Mario Kart 8 added it in, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe added it in, we all just kind of like hoped slash dreamed that they would do this for Splatoon, and then months went by with a lot of word, and we're like, okay, well, this is never going to change. They're not listening, are they? Turns out they were
Yeah,
listening.
and what's so weird is like, we were playing during that Splatfest and we
Right.
were trying like the party match and stuff, and they already had the mechanics were there. We could change our weapon in the group lobby without.
Right.
And it's like, why is this not in the other menu that looks identical to this menu?
Yep, you can do that in the local multiplayer menu as well.
Ugh, it's weird.
Weird. There's going to be no more music tracks as well. A song called Seafoam Shanty.
Good name.
What's this this stage called? The one that, oh, Walleye Well Warehouse, the kind of the long one with like the kind of the middle section that when you're playing Splat Zones, it's like the middle section that
Oh yeah, it's like a skate park kind of thing in the center of the, like between the two warehouses. It's like a.
That's the other warehouse one. This is just like the really long one with like it goes out to the sides a bit. It's the one that when you're playing against like really high level people, you can't even get the
Oh yeah, with the boxes that move along on the conveyor belt above you and stuff.
This is a real horrible one to get trapped in the base kind of thing. It's really hard to get push out of that.
It's so narrow, there's no way to get
Yeah,
around everyone.
exactly. That's a good OG one to come back. Yes. What else have we got? Oh, shit, the level cap is going to 99.
Wow.
It's going to 99 and beyond,
Right,
where
and then
it's.
you can prestige it, they call it, don't they? The shooter people call it prestiging it, don't
Yeah,
they?
where you
You go
reset
back
your
to
rank.
one, yeah. So you go back to star one. And then I guess you can go up to star 99 again.
Yeah, and then probably prestige to double star.
Jesus Christ. Like Hikikomoris everywhere are joyous. Yeah, jeez. Actually, yeah, I think I do have a Hikikomori in one of my classes because he has S ranks in every single ranked mode. Yeah, like every piece of gear is like fully maxed out, and yeah, it's kind of scary. Yeah, I don't think it goes out much. Good luck to him. So yeah, that's right. Next up, that one's for let's say Ty likes this one, Blaster Master.
Oh yeah.
You like Blaster Master, right, Ty?
I've barely played it, but I know it's super hard and I like difficult games and I like making fun of people who complain about difficult games. You know how it is.
There you go.
So Blaster Master Zero adds battle mode, which I guess is one-on-one battle mode.
Yeah.
And it has Shovel Knight.
That's awesome.
I think Shovel Knight gets his own little tank as well.
I should hope so.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know Shovel Knight was making appearances. I mean, he has made appearances in
A million other games.
Yeah.
such as
Ukulele, he's in Indivisible, he's in, like, I don't even know how many other games he's in. He's kind of popping up all over the place.
Well, you've just named two games that are not out on the Switch yet.
That's more games than Shovel Knight has.
True.
Oh man, I thought it was in something that has been released. I forgot to remember
Is he in that Smash Bros. Esque game with all the indie game characters in it?
now. Possibly, but again, that's not out yet. Write in if you know what game Shovel Knight is in on
He's in
Switch.
Runbo, he's in
Oh,
Star
Rumble.
Mazer, Cook Serve, Delicious Battle Kitchen, Road Redemption, Move or Die, Dino Run DX, Ghost Police, Indivisible, Blaster Master Zero.
Wow. I
He's
guess
in the
this is.
renewed Tales of Etheron, Crypt of the Necrodancer, Creepy Castle, Pixel Noir, Azure Strike, Gunvolt 2, and Ukulele.
Wait, when did they put him in Necrodancer? Ooh.
Yeah, Ty supposedly likes that game.
Yeah.
Pawnbroker, one of the shopkeepers in Crypt of the Necrodancer, has items from various indie games among his wares, including Shovel Knight's stalwart helmet.
Ah.
Full cameo, but he's there.
His head's there.
Just his head, yeah.
Oh no.
Awesome.
Danny, next one's for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to sadden most of our listeners out there, I know. Unfortunately, Karaoke Joysound Wii will be terminated on the 26th of April 2018. The service began way back in 2008 in December, and yeah, but at the same time, there's still, I mean, there's a karaoke, the same brand that's out on the Switch, or Jesus Christ, the Wii U. And there's one that's supposed to be coming to the Switch any day now. This says on Nintendo's website, this says, yes, it's coming this year. It's
Yes, it's coming. Right.
getting close to the end of the year, so hopefully they'll get this thing out, because I'd like to do some karaoke. And just as a refresher out there for those of you that don't know, you don't have to like buy this game. It's free to download. You pay to actually sing songs.
Ooh,
Yeah, you
that's a
can.
good point. You just reminded me, they haven't patched in Suica support for the Switch yet. I wonder what's happened
Yeah,
there.
they have not.
It's really useful. Like, if you just want to pay whatever it is, like 100 yen, like $1 to for like a couple of hours of karaoke, it's so easy to just beep, tap it on your Wii U gamepad, right? I don't know why they haven't done that for the Switch yet.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I bet that's something that'll come. It's on all of their other systems, you know, with Wii U and, well, okay, with Wii U and 3DS at least, you know, new 3DS systems. So.
Yeah, that would work really well, because you can buy stuff on the Japanese eShop and then just play it in English. So you
Yeah.
could just like easily pay for stuff with your Suica card.
Yeah,
Cool.
anyways, yeah, karaoke. It's fun. I love it.
Such enthusiasm. Yeah, I love it.
Love it. Great.
It's great or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck off. Yeah, this other little bit of news here. So, Bomberman R, there's a 2.0 release that came out. There's a new Grand Prix mode, like a 3v3 mode. New stages, new characters, new story chapter. Wow.
Let me tell
Whoa.
you about the new characters, if I may.
Uh-oh.
Please.
If Ty's interested in it, then I'm worried.
Yeah. All right. You may have seen me tweet a while back that they were adding a character from Rumble Roses to Bomberman. And I credited myself for my tireless campaign for new Rumble Roses.
Yeah, Rumble Roses is not dead.
Right?
That was in your Twitter profile for like 12 years, right?
Maybe, yeah. I changed that and I don't even pay attention to what I change it to. So yeah. I'm sure I had a Rumble Roses thing in there. They also added some pretty kick-ass guys like Dracula.
Whoa. Kawaii.
Goemon,
Oh, cool.
Vic Viper, Simon Belmont, Pyramid Head.
Kawaii.
Pyramid Head and Belmont were there for a while.
Oh, really? Okay. What else? This one's new. I think they got the creepy nurse from Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Kawaii.
Oh, Bubblehead. I didn't know that.
They got a schoolgirl from Tokimeki Memorial.
Oh, that thing.
Oh, that's right. Okay, this is a little abstract. We got Option Bomber. I guess he's one of the glowy doodads that follow the Vic Viper around.
It's yeah, it is. It's one of like the weapon pickups in Cradius. Awesome.
Yeah. Princess Tomato Bomber.
Whoa. From Princess Tomato and the Salad Kingdom?
That's
That's
right.
the one.
Wow. That's
Another.
no, but that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Bomberman knows how to bring the good characters.
Yeah, bring the ladies too.
Hell yeah.
Like, Konami, like, everyone hates Konami at this point.
Yep.
They used to be good.
Yeah, they used to be. And then this game came out. Like, where did this game come from? And why are they still supporting it? It's awesome.
They're
Yeah.
using this one game to get some respect back from the gamers. I don't this just this game, that's it.
Definitely. Well, it's getting respect back from me because, like, this game, you
It's
know, they could have.
being worked on in like a hidden corner of the building. And
Yeah, it's like
not know about it.
No one knows about it. It's like
yeah, Konami doesn't know how it keeps getting released. It's just this like this rogue. It's like the Rat Man from Portal. He's like living in the walls and just leaving builds of the game on people's desks.
Yeah, I guarantee these same guys, the people that are responsible for putting out all the Konami and like Hudson Virtual Console stuff as well, and Wii
Yeah,
U.
it's like a fake wall at the back of the Konami office. It's like only a few people know how to like, open it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're bringing Princess Tomato back, boys.
It's just that is fucking awesome. It's so weird and just great. Man, I can't believe it. Wow.
Last few things on the news front before we move on. Galgun 2, this is for Cyrus, is coming out on the 15th of March next year. It's going to cost 7,500 yen. So start saving now, Cyrus.
Oh yeah, finally my
Oh,
time to shine.
would you like the limited edition? Because that's going to cost you 10,800 yen.
Does that come with the like the $100 DLC that makes all the girls' clothes invisible?
Yes. I have no idea.
That is like that, I can't remember exactly how much it cost, but one of the Galguns had that. It was like you could buy X-ray specs all the girls' clothes, but it costs like $100. So it's
Wow.
like they were like, "Yeah, we know you're perverts. We
I'm gonna
know you
pay
all
for it.
want this. You're gonna fucking pay for it.
That's right.
Yes.
There's no way you can hide your shame if you're willing to put this $100 into this game."
You do know porno magazines are like much less than $100, but
Yeah, but those ones don't like squeal at me and try to confess to me while I shoot them with my orgasm gun.
On that note,
It's a highly specific fetish.
on that note, Cyrus, I got something else for you then. Shinobi Reflex Senran Kagura
Oh yeah,
is coming out
good
on the
times.
24th of this month. Yeah, in just a couple of days. And that's only going to be 1,000 yen. 1,000 yen. Yeah.
These Senran Kagura games, they're shockingly good. Like, if you can get past the giant boobs that are like have in constant battle with Dead or Alive for see which boobs have less to do with physics. But it's like this actually weirdly solidly good gameplay in these games.
Not Earth physics, that's for sure.
Huh.
And then last thing was Valkyria Chronicles, which I believe was mentioned on this show earlier. Valkyria Chronicles 4 is coming to Switch, and that's going to be summer next year.
Yeah, and I'll be totally buying it.
All right. Good luck. Thanks, Sega. And that's it.
Cool. All right.
Some of that
Well,
news was brought to you by JapaneseNintendo.com.
yes.
Thanks,
Oh,
buddy.
yeah. One last thing was like Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon came out, and it sold like 1.2 million copies or something in its first couple of days.
No one cares.
Yeah, it's like, well, I guess 1.2 million people do, but you know,
Yeah.
mileage will vary.
There's a girl in my class who I know has a Switch, and I said, "Are you getting Mario Odyssey, or have you got Mario Odyssey?" And she's like, "No, I'm saving my money for Mario for Pokemon Sun Ultra Sun." I said, "Get out."
You failed.
Failed. You just failed the course and life in general. Think about what you did. True story. Next.
Good job. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to some feedback. If you want to have your email, tweet, comment, whatever, criticism read out on the air, you can email us at thefamicast@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at thefamicast. Hit us up on Facebook, Famicast. I think you're seeing the trend here. Yeah, I got a quite a few different things from Twitter. And James, do you want to tackle some of these for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
I am totally looking at the correct page at the moment. So Rob Ford, aka hacker alias Music Man 613, said he's not interested unless this is your best episode yet. Oh, I think he confused my Monster Jam Crush It review with an episode of the show. No, that was a review. That wasn't an episode. But yes, this one is our best episode yet. If you're listening, hope you enjoyed it. Thanks very much for listening. Next up is Ryan Modolo, aka Wolf underscore Rhino. Both good animals, good choices. So this is about the Odyssey video we have. Oh, is this one of the Twitter videos that me and
Yes,
you
I
are
think it was
doing,
just
Danny?
posted within the past couple of days, yeah.
Okay. He says, I'm assuming this wasn't Danny Biv due to the fact Mario didn't end up in the poison. Oh, is that the video from the desert stage that I put up
Yeah, I think you
recently?
said like gotta go fast, and whoever mystery poster posted it on there that it wasn't me.
Right.
Yeah.
Ryan, you nailed it. Next, Brian in Fukuoka, at Mighty Yen. He asks, any of you guys ever tried to have a faulty cartridge repaired or replaced in Japan? I'm going to throw this one to Ty, I think.
Faulty cartridge, like Switch or just anything?
Anything. I think he's talking retro here.
I haven't, but you know, now that you mention it, I have a big box of cartridges that some crazy person was taking apart and putting back together. It wasn't me, but guy I
Right.
know looking is
Wink,
weird.
wink.
I would feel inclined to just try to fix them myself because you know the batteries are replaceable, right? Yeah, and you know they're constructed pretty simply. So if you have a retro cartridge, just try putting it back together. And if it doesn't work, it's probably fucked beyond you know
There's Ty's professional advice. Yeah. If it's
yeah.
broken, yeah, give it a shot. Why not? Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
If you try to put it together, it doesn't work anymore. It's probably broken.
Yeah,
If
right. I
it's
mean,
broken, then you try to fix it.
unless you have like the only English version of Earthbound ever constructed, it's kind of hard for me to, give a fuck, Just buy another one,
Buy another one. There you go. Good
Yeah, so
advice there.
Mario Brothers Duck Hunt is like 49 cents
Yeah.
at Funko Land or whatever.
Funko Land. Nice. You just need the right screwdriver, I guess.
Yeah, or a nice rock.
So just to recap Ty's advice, if it's broken, try to fix it. If it's still broken, it's broken. Buy a new
You,
one.
that's
I
right. You
mean.
can't live your life in fear of electronics. Right?
That scene at the start of 2001 in Space Odyssey, it's actually the monkeys on the monolith. They're actually trying to open up that cartridge to fix it.
Right? With the bone? Yeah, all you need is a good pry tool, really. You don't need a screwdriver.
Next one, Danny, you're gonna have to help me out with this one. I don't
Yeah,
understand what this is in relation to.
this was really weird. We had a post on Twitter, just basically like, "Hey, Wii U 5 year anniversary." Da 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 da.
Oh,
Yeah, user unhatched Yoshi egg. Just I don't even know why he said this, but it he just said Animal Crossing, happy, happy, joy, joy. Just like as a response to that, I don't know why, but God bless you.
Oh, yeah. I think we were asking like which Wii U games need to make it over to Switch. And it got me thinking actually, like which ones haven't been announced or released already. And Super Mario Maker, we talked about it this episode earlier in this episode. And when our friend of the show, Liam Robertson, was on the show, do you remember what he said? He said, I think either it was him or a developer friend of his had seen Switch, sorry, Super Mario Maker running on Switch. Well, it was called NX back then. So this has been, in development for a long, long time, and yeah, I'm surprised that we haven't heard anything about it since then. Even now, I guess nobody noticed him saying that in the episode because it didn't make news anywhere.
Yeah,
It's
well,
like,
that could mean a couple of different things. Let's not go there.
yeah, if you're listening, he said that. Please do.
Yes.
Next is from Japanese Nintendo, friend of the show, supplier of a good portion of our news this episode. Question for you guys. Do Japanese children of today generally prefer the new Pokemon games as Pocket Monsters or Pokemon? Thanks.
Refer. Yeah.
Refer. Sorry, I said prefer, didn't I? Refer to them. Well, on the game box itself, I believe it says Pocket the Monster.
It does. I mean, I
Even
had
the
it.
well, Danny's
This
just
is
holding
the.
the retro one, but even the more modern ones still say that. So there's a difference between what's written on the box and what's actually said out loud. So written on the box, it says Pocket Monsters, but like when people talk about it, they just say Pokemon. But because like, I mean, people know this, probably know this. I mean, if you listen to the show, you probably heard the Japanese abbreviations for thing, like Dragon Quest is Drakue, Final Fantasy is Fifan, things like that. Puzzle Dragons is Puzzledora. They like to squeeze things into four sounds.
Yeah.
Marvel
Dun
vs.
dun dun.
Capcom, Marvel Capu, my favorite one.
Marvu Kapu. Marvu Kapu is, always four sounds because that's what sounds good to Japanese ears. So, but that kind of got lost in translation when it went into English. So, people referring it to Pokemon, that's what it became in English, right? It's just Pokemon is Pokemon, We don't ever say the full name
Yeah.
in English.
And what the question here too is talking about like kids today, like here, do they what
Kids
do they say?
today, right?
Yeah, and you nail it, James. I think most of the time when people are talking in like conversations, I don't think I've ever heard a kid
No.
refer to Pokemon as pocket monsters here, ever.
Never, never, never. No one ever,
Yeah. Like
regardless of age.
you might hear it on like the official commercials. They'll be like, the new pocket
Pocket
monster.
Monster.
Yeah, Pokemon Star, Sun, Moon, or whatever the hell it is now,
Good point.
Yeah, definitely agree. I've taught in like junior high and high school for years now, and it's Pokemon through and through. They
Good
do
question.
call Pokeballs are called monster balls, but they're in.
Right.
Good question, actually.
Yeah.
Monster balls. Right. Got a couple of those myself. Next, we have. What is this?
This is just a comment from
Patrick.
Yep.
Patrick Ardron. Is that his real name? Patrick Ardron, 78. If Eddie says is your real name, I apologize. He's now watching Famicast 113 on YouTube, which you should do. And while you're there, you should subscribe, and then you'll get entered for the Amiibo contest. So, yeah, do that. Thanks, Patrick. Yeah, there you go. Patrick's already, if you're listening, Patrick, or watching, go and watch that video, like it, and then you'll be entered for the Amiibo contest. Unless you hate Amiibo, then don't bother.
Yes.
And next, we have another one from Ryan Modolo. Wolf Rhino again. He says, I believe this had a picture attached to it. I think it had his GameCube and Star Fox Adventures running on it. And it says, haven't played this game since I was 12. Let's see if Star Fox Adventures is really as bad as Family Complicated and Super Cat Drugs claim it to be. Because, yeah, we shat on that game for a lot during our Famicast AC/DC Star Fox episode.
Oh, so
Ryan is obviously one of our patrons. That's why he knows that. And, yeah, he's trying it out. Did he do any more tweets on that afterwards?
Yes, if you'll scroll down just very slightly.
I've made a grave mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 hours later.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours awesome. Later.
Awesome. You're welcome. We did want
you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we don't have any other comments, I think. I think that's about it. We're always begging for iTunes reviews, so if you want to do one of those, we'd appreciate it.
Yes. 5 stars only.
Obviously. And website comments. I mean, in case you didn't know, on our website you can actually just comment with like a Gmail account or any account really. It's a bunch of accounts that you can use. You don't have to register with the Famicast.com or anything. You just use whatever fucking account you want, and you can comment and stuff and get involved with the trolling. I would appreciate some trolley posts in my Monster Jam review, for example. That would be appreciated. Or any of Danny's reviews, basically.
Yes.
Good or bad.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Join in. It's good times. Good times. Okay,
cool.
Is that a wrap?
Yeah, that's actually going to do it for the show. Lost my train of thought there for a second.
Just say what you said, but just say it more like, you know, with more pizzazz to it.
Oh man! Oh god, guys, it's come to an end. I mean, that's all we got for today, unfortunately. But you know, you want to stay tuned or whatever.
Not like this.
And,
not like this.
No, YouTube, no. And if you want some free amiibos, James is handing them out like candy. Cyrus is just giving away video games because he doesn't even give a shit anymore. Ty is constantly streaming games, will be for the next 24 hours. So be sure to check Twitch now!
Nice. Wow.
Like 40% of that was true.
Yeah.
Famicast.com.
Famicast.com. Go there, find out all, see what's true. And what's false?
What is fake and what is real? Not on this show, though.
Ooh, yeah, we should get one of those coming up soon.
Oh boy! Yes.
All right. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and say our farewells now. We'll go ahead and leave you guys our Twitter handles again for the Famicast, the Famicast at Twitter or on Twitter. If you want to follow me, it's at Danny Biv and James
at Family Complicated.
Okay, Cyrus.
At Celsi.
Tyrone.
Super Cat Drugs, Japan's number one source of Rumble Roses news.
Yeah, I think all of our Twitter handles are actually when you hear them, you can easily spell them out without thinking too much. Maybe with Cyrus's, maybe not so much, because it could
Go to
be
school.
cell, so, go SELL, right? Psi could be, could be a bunch of things.
Could be SIGH.
Exactly, yeah.
Basically, you're in for a bad time once you get to me. Just stick to the other guys.
Exactly. But a lot of podcasts I listen to, people just say their Twitter handle. I'm like, how the fuck are you supposed to spell that? Because
Yeah.
they got like the hardest spell na second name ever, and it's like, and they just say it like super fast with a bunch of other like
It's like a 1LJIJ8
right.
parentheses.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I used to work at a call center back in the States, and I had to literally say my first and last name at the beginning of every call, like slowly, so the people can understand me and stuff too. So, I don't know. I like to think that I speak clearly enough that you can understand. I didn't spell it out this time though, so I'm sorry.
What's that, Benny?
That's it. That's it. I'm fucking done. No. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Thank you for listening. For James, Ty, and Cy, we are out of here. Catch you guys next time.
See you in December.
Peace.
Nice.
Peace.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh boy.
Times when I'm flipping, bar sipping, car dipping, Grant Wood grand gripping, still tipping on
still tipping on
blowing on that endo, GameCube Nintendo, 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window.
Like in the room,
we're live.
No, wait, I've got hair draped on my mic.
With a small steam train attached to it.
There it is.
Okay, is there still a steam train in the audience?
I'm good. I think it's
the
fine.
Steam train is gone.
Yeah,
it is.
my
Cyrus is
all
beautiful
the Famicast train. Choo choo. There you go.
Right.
I saved the intro for you, Danny.
That is.
Oh man, Danny's audio is crapping out. Is somebody like downloading like a 20 gig torrent or something?
No, I've noticed that this is
Ty.
been.
Hey, it's not me.
Okay. Oh, I guess Cyrus is the one that's always got the
Yeah, don't look at me. I've got a nice
shitty
internet connection today.
internet. Really? He says
Wow.
with his like lower third barely readable.
How many systems you got streaming Netflix, Danny?
Well, my wife's definitely watching. Hey, seriously, she's always watching whenever we're doing the show
Okay.
and haven't had any problems,
Oh yeah,
really.
actually my wife's watching Netflix as well.
Shit. Oh, well.
Oh man. That's
We'll get
true.
through it. All right,
Sounds
now
like a
playing.
routine for you,
Oh,
though. Oh, no.
fired.